what I've learned in my 30s is that everything is so vital to your growth. So wherever you're at right now, it's so perfect. You're not late. You're not early. You're in the exact spot for your journey. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Okay, guys. So welcome to Questionably Awesome.
Yes.
Where we talk about things that don't matter, but we make them matter.
Yes.
We just make them matter. We answer your questions, but this is definitely an episode that if you've been listening to Earn Your Happy, this is the place where I get to be the goofiest version of myself and be with someone who brings that out in me. So it's my favorite place to be.
Yay!
Actually. Yeah. So we just want to give that warning because we find that sometimes people are looking for possibly some depth, and this is not where you're going to find it. You're in the shallow
different
end of the
kind
pool.
Of depth.
Welcome. Mm-hmm. Go get your beer and your koozie and your swan floaty. But we are going to answer your questions and we are going to give you some massive wisdom done in a funny way.
Yeah.
Those are big promises. I just made myself nervous.
There is depth.
There is. Like, there we're going to go, you know what? It's a really awesome pool day because here's the deal. You don't want to be in the shallow end all day. You don't want to be in the deep end all day.
It's a mix.
It's a mix. Like, I need that contrast in order to function as a normal human being.
You notice we do a lot of water comparisons?
I haven't noticed that until just now.
Maybe that's just two.
I'm a fire sign, so I think I need water.
Maybe that's it.
What sign are you? Do you know what
a
you
Scorpio?
Are?
Scorpio.
Oh, this is good. I think you're a fire sign too, though.
Really? Oh, yeah. We're really close in birthdays because you're a Sagittarius, right?
Yes, like totally.
Borderline.
Yeah. What's your date of your birthday?
November 5th.
Okay. So I'm December 6th. So you're on the cusp, right?
Yes.
What?
Actually, I don't know the answer to that.
Okay. We're going to talk about this at another time when we've both researched a little more.
Okay.
So tell me about your day.
I was just telling you that I've had one of those days where I've had tears, you know, held up in there and you feel like any little thing will set you off and you've had to kind of hold them back the whole time.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know those days and I have the perfect antidote for you.
Please tell me.
Have you ever listened to Tears for Fears?
Yes.
It's a band. Don't listen to them.
Everybody. Is that the song?
Well, if you want to cry, listen. To them.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I'm sure they were an amazing band in their time. I'm sure I roller skated to them a few times.
Yeah.
Antidote. Do I have one? No, just to cry.
Yeah.
And I can't say this enough right now because this is the phase that I'm in. I'm going to look back at 2019 as the time that I decided to accept pain and anxiety and like feeling like I want to cry a lot as just a part of life.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. And I think some years are like that. And I think that, you know, some years you listen to Spice Girls and some years you listen to Tears for Fears. So
you got to switch it up.
You do. You really do. So you're just in the year of like, whether it's growth or expansion, or I feel like you're like marinating and contemplating.
Yeah.
You're like in a contemplative year.
Yes, I agree.
What do you think if you had to get a tattoo of what this year was about on your lower back? What would it say?
It would say, get on with it. Oh. Had enough. Come on.
I'm just picturing like, you know, like when that new boyfriend asks you, what does this get on with it on your lower back mean? Like, and you're like, that was 2019. All right.
Yeah,
has nothing to do
now.
With you.
Woo.
Woo. You know? Those are messages to my future ex-boyfriends. I don't know.
Get on with it.
Get on with it already. All right. So that's a great way to start this out. You got a quote?
I do.
Well, get on with it.
I'm going to get on with it.
I don't know why. I just love that that's how you summarize your year. Ridiculous. All right.
This is from To Kill a Mockingbird. It's Harper Lee. And she says, real courage is when you know you're licked before you begin, but you begin anyway and see it through no matter what.
Wow.
I just like that.
Wow. I love that because whether you're licked or not, however you want to translate that, yeah. Truly is, I mean, that is the definition of everything I've started that's scary or new. Because in the beginning, I think you always feel like you are behind the eight ball. Yeah. And I think if you're not feeling that way, then you are doing something that you already know about. So if you're trying to make a change and you don't feel scared, then you're probably still staying in that arena that's not actually going to give you the change that you want.
Right. You're on the soft pillows.
You're on the, you are.
A little.
Yeah. You're like, I need to do something that's going to elevate me and make me get uncomfortable. And you're like, oh, instead of my satin pillowcase, I'm going to use cotton. And they're like, no, you got
Egyptian cotton.
Yeah. Egyptian cotton sheets. And we're like, no, you got to sleep like outside.
Yeah. On camping.
You got to be camping.
It can't be glamping.
Yeah. No, you can't do it.
What's your quote?
My quote is by Henry Ward Beecher. And I got to be honest, I just found this quote 2 seconds ago. So, but I liked it. All right. The art of being happy lies in the power of extracting happiness from common things.
Ain't that the truth?
Isn't it just, I mean, when you really want to get to the heart of it, we talk all about expansion and growth and the importance of evolving as a human and starting these businesses and companies, which I think is really important. But at the end of the day, the mundane comes into all of that. And if you can't make the mundane magical, you're going to hate life.
Yeah. It's all about the little things.
Like you're going to yogas tonight, right?
I'm going to yogas. I'm going to love it.
You're going to go to yoga with your man?
Yep. We're going to do a little candlelight yoga.
Oh, it's going to be so romantic. Yeah. So when you guys are done, are you like, oh, I find you super sexy? Or are you just like, get away from me. I'm sweaty and I'm so glad we did yoga and my anxiety is better. Yeah. Like, where are you at?
Probably a mixture. And you're so calm after. You just want to fall asleep into a soft little cloud of happiness.
Oh, that's really nice.
Isn't that nice?
So don't go to yoga if you are like you need an aphrodisiac.
You need oyster. There should be oyster yoga.
Clam yoga.
You eat oysters.
Excuse me.
Do your yoga. And then you're all set.
Are oysters and clams like the same? No, they're different.
They're
right?
Different. But I honestly don't know how, and I should know. Is this
I think I know. Like a clam is the darker one. You want to do like a clam bake.
Yeah.
And you eat those more steamed and those are pop open. I heard you never want to pop open a clam that doesn't pop open on its own. Cause I guess that means it was dead or something before.
Oh man.
I might be making this up, but I thought I just heard it.
Someone will let you know.
What I want to tell all of you is never, ever take this advice serious on this particular podcast. But an oyster.
You have an oyster roast.
You do?
Yeah. We have those in the South all the time.
Oh, yeah. You can
cook
those too.
And you do have to pry them open.
Okay. So that's different too.
Yeah.
You know that one movie where he pries open, like he's like when he pries open a million oysters, he's the chef. Help me. He's a good looking actor who...
Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, Bradley Cooper.
I've seen that. I have seen previews, but haven't seen
it. I've probably watched it like 4 times. I love it because it's about food and it's about food and relationships and he's a great actor. So anyway,
and moving on. Easy on the eyes.
Have you seen any new movies? Have you seen Lion King yet?
I haven't seen Lion King. The last movie I saw was the Elton John movie and I loved it.
Such a good movie.
It was so good.
That was so just about like stepping into all of your glory.
Yes.
I loved it so much.
You can learn a lot from that movie.
That movie, I cannot believe the level of movies about musicians and bands that came out this last year.
I know.
I think we've talked about this, how it's like life-changing.
And it's amazing.
It is amazing. If you guys have not seen them yet, you are missing out. I will tell you. Like, and I didn't even used to be a movie person, but there's just so many that can shift your life. So do we have any cues?
Oh, yeah. Wait, but do you want to hear this really nice review?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, guys. Review of the week. And make sure if it is your review that you write us an email, customerservice@loriharder.com.
Yep.
Let us know it was your review so that we can send you something awesome.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
This is from Tay Noob, and they say the title is Soul Soothers.
Lori and Evans, y'all are my soul soothers. So grateful for this podcast. I look forward to my morning walk every day because I know I get to spend it with you. Much love, XOXO.
What was her first name?
Well, the username is... Or is this the handle? The handle is Tay Noob, N-E-U-B.
Tay Noob.
Tay Noob.
We are so excited to spend this time with you right now. Like, we always love to know how we are, like, how are we spending time with you? Are we on your walk? Are we in your car? Are you laughing out loud at the gym? Are you stabbing your phone with a fork right now?
Do you hate this?
Like, I want to know. I don't want to know if it's bad. Yeah. Like we said.
Tay Noob, thanks for the taking a walk.
Tay Noob, just, it reminds me of like, Tay Noob.
Tay Noob.
Take a good song and make it better.
That was nice, Lori.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Well, she said we were soul soothers, so I also wanted to be an ear soother, but
you
I don't
just
think
soothed her soul a little bit.
I did. It was like salve.
Do you want a question?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Save me.
This is from at IVYM. Is there anything that you want to overcome currently?
It's a great question for Evans. Is there anything that you want to overcome currently?
Self
while I think
doubt.
Of mine. Oh, me too.
Yeah.
I'm going to say a big me too right there.
Yeah.
And not just because I want to be your friend. It's because I am definitely feeling that. Like, and it's really good to feel that actually, because you, it's just a sign of you get to expand. Like, it's a place that you get to have a lot of growth and dig deep and know that every amazing person who did anything in life felt this exact same way.
That is so true. Everyone has their doubts.
Yeah.
But some people just make it look like they never doubt anything ever. And I want to be one of those people.
They don't exist, Evans.
But I think they do, Lori.
But they don't.
No.
So here's why. Is because if they did, here's the thing is we're like, well, why don't they share then? Yeah. Have you ever had those days where it's like, if you share, you're giving power to your doubts by talking about it. There are times in my life where like, even before the first Bliss Project, like I couldn't even talk about doubting myself because I already had so many thoughts that I was like, every conversation I have, everything I do, everything I think of has to be life-giving or I'm going to be feeding the doubts. So
the bad wolf.
Yeah. You're feeding the bad wolf. Mm-hmm. And I think especially right now for me, I'm like, here's the deal. Nothing is going to feel good. Nothing. Like no idea has ever actually, it feels good in the beginning. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. And what I've learned is if it feels good in the beginning, the idea is for you.
Exactly.
It's always for you. But what happens is the whole reason why people don't ever go after their dreams or they stop or they're like, but I'm so scared. I don't know what to do. Is because they forget that like, this is the journey and that's how it always feels. And somebody else is going to do it.
Right. You just got to power through.
You have to power through and you have to be around people who have been here before. So this is the place where I got to be honest, like for me, like my friends are changing again and there's nothing wrong with the other ones, but I have to spend more time with people who are doing this right now and who are thinking this and who can give me advice and who will make me level up in the arena of growing a company. And if I hang out with people who aren't doing it, I'm clearly not going to do it. So it's exactly how, and I'm just going to be super honest, like people when they get pregnant or when they are about to have children or whatever, they want to be around moms. They want to know like...
They want to know everything about
exactly, it. Exactly. Or the second you have a baby, like you don't necessarily want to be with a friend who's building some company at the same exact time because you're like, I need to know more about babies and focus on this. Or maybe you're doing both, but you want to talk to a mom who's building a company and having a baby.
Right.
Like, we need to be around people who are in a similar place. So that's so important. It's life-giving. It's just like if you start out on a fitness journey and you hang out with your friends who go drink and, you know, they have the skinny gene and they can drink and eat whatever you want. And you're just like, oh my God,
I can't do that.
Like a jerk. That's what it's like. And no offense against them, but you got to figure out your environment.
Right.
So that was all for me. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you. I love that.
Okay. Thanks.
You want another question?
Yes.
Okay. At Eve Lacey Music, just turned 30. What would you have wished someone told you to start or stop by 30?
I would say by the time I'm 30, I want to wear less clothes every day. I don't know. start or stop by the time you're 30.
Yeah.
This is such an this is, let me just think, because I'm not getting anything yet. Because what I've learned in my 30s is that everything is so vital to your growth. So wherever you're at right now, it's so perfect. You're not late. You're not early. You're in the exact spot for your journey. I would say to start like really embracing how rad you are. Like you're so, yeah. My 30s have proven that like humans are awesome. If we could just see how awesome we are, like
getting rid of that self-doubt. Yeah.
I say stop doubting as much and just start trusting and leaning into faith more. That's what I would say. Like trust yourself.
Yeah.
Trust yourself. Like don't listen to all of the different advice that you're getting, even if it's from people that you think are super awesome or have been there or that you put on a pedestal or whatever that is. Like listen to your inner guide, because people are just going to tell you what they think is the safest or from their experience. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you that like where I'm at right now, even some advice I've gotten, like I've actually had people tell me like, don't start that. Like I would go back and never start this. Like people who have been there. And yeah. I was like, I've heard this before. I've had people tell me that on different things. I've had people tell me that about network marketing. Well, I'd be missing out on something that changed my life more than I could ever tell you.
Right.
So yeah. How about you? Start, stop in your 30s.
Start, stop in my 30s. 30s, everyone thinks 30. I remember being in my 20s and being like, 30 is so old. It is not old at all.
30s is literally, for lack of better, like I'm just going to use this totally played out term, but it is 20. It is the new 20s.
I feel like I'm learning stuff new all the time and it feels better to not, you do kind of not doubt yourself as much in your 30s.
You do.
At least take a little less SHIT.
Yeah, for sure. Like you realize what matters. You're like, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. Like none of it matters. You write your list of your three or your five people who you want to give your time to in that particular year or the next year, whatever it is. And you realize at the end of the day, not everybody who was in your 20s is going to be in your 30s. In fact, I would even beg to differ that majority of people and majority of people's lives are probably not going to be in your 30s who were in your 20s, unless you're someone like you who has this awesome way of getting together with people once in a while and stay connected to your friends, which is so awesome.
Yeah, we got to have those reunions.
Totally. But look at what you do. You do specific reunions and you guys like all celebrate each other and you have specific events in order to do that and support each other. But if you have that, that's freaking amazing. Mm-hmm. If you don't have that, or your people don't support you, or you know, maybe there's the really needy friends who are like, I like the reunions, but I need you to text me every week.
That's so tiring.
I'm like, I can't even text my mom.
I know. It's hard enough to just text in general. Texting.
Isn't it?
I think one thing you should stop in your 30s is texting.
I do too. It send me exhausting. A quick voice memo once a year.
Yeah. Or just show up to my house or something.
Don't.
My thumbs are tired.
Yeah. I am done like texting and messaging back. Just kidding. We message y'all back
all the time.
And I like it. But that can be a lot. You know what I did the other day? Because I just needed some mental space. And I want to give everybody permission to do this. I turned my messages off on my Instagram.
Oh.
Just while I took like 4 days or something. Or it was when I was in Monaco. Yeah, that's what it was. And I needed to like not feel like I had to respond back to people. And if you can't get that feeling to go away, even if you're like, no, I'm not going to respond, that's totally fine, then turn your messages off. It's amazing what happens. Like, and I turn them back on, you know, when I know that I can handle it. But I'm going to be super honest. Like, I got to, you know what your 30s does?
What?
Makes you go, I need to mind my mental space. Like, I need to mind my mental health so much right now because I just can't be living for everybody else. Like,
true.
That is not a life. I'm not going to wake up and have turned into a version of, you know, a lot of other people that I know who are typically mothers around my mom's age.
I have another thing you should start in your 30s.
What?
Hydrating.
Hydrating.
Yes.
We absolutely, there's a water bottle next to me.
Yeah. There's one in my backpack.
It's hydration does so much for your entire life.
And you think that you can handle maybe going out with your friends the same in your 30s. I got news for you.
Yeah.
It ain't
no.
happening.
You know what hydrating does?
Makes you look better.
Makes you look better. And sometimes, you know, when you're out to dinner with people and you're like, I need to be interesting. No, yeah. Just drink more. You're like, I'm high. Like, just drink more water. Then and if they're talking too much, yeah, that's true. So the whole time, just drink water and go to the bathroom and be like, oh, this is me 24/7. So if you don't like them, they'll be like, she literally had to hydrate and pee through the whole conversation. Time. And you'll be like, I'm sorry, this is me. If I'm not hydrating, I'm dying. So that's it.
So that's it. That's the advice. I think we're all set here.
So join me in the shallow end of the pool with some water.
Do you want another one?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Save me.
This question is at Rachu04. How do I avoid negative feelings of people in my own mind? Oh, negative feelings of people in my own mind.
When you remove your parts of your brain, is that called lobotomy? I think it is. Look that up. I'm pretty sure that's okay. What it is. But yeah, if it is, that's the answer. No, it's not the answer. You literally are going to have to change your perspective on those people. And that's one of the hardest things in the entire world, because a lot of times, and you're going to hear this all the time, like the negative feeling that you're feeling about someone else is just a reflection of something in you that's bothering you, blah, blah, blah. And then there are times where you're like, no, this person is real annoying and I am not annoying in this way. So what is that mirror? Like, I feel like that's such a common question.
Oh, that's
and I don't have an answer for it. So
it's just part of life.
So nothing going on here. But what I do want to say is you're going to have to reframe it. Like, I have so many people who used to just like irritate me, or I'm like, oh my God, why do they feel like they need so much attention? Or I hate when they talk about this, or why does this person do this? I literally have to reframe it to like, okay, can you love them? Like, just love them. The more that you focus on what is annoying about them, the more you are their prisoner. And I talk about this all the time. The more you are like giving all of your power and all of your energy to them. And if you can be like, oh my God, I love that they serve this purpose and give me some contrast on this. Or I love that they're helping people in the way that they're helping people. Mm-hmm. And you guys, I've even had people where I'm like, how can people like them? They are a terrible person. I know that they're doing this and they're totally faking and being this way or that way.
Yeah.
How do we even love those people? Well, those people are probably just having that effect on you or a small few people, or even if they are total con artists or whatever that looks like, is it your job in life to call them out or to let everybody know or to tell them what a bad person they are? Do you want to give your energy to that?
No.
Like, the second you take your energy away from it, the more you can move forward on your life. So I always just say, I'm like, why am I even giving my energy to this? Like, they're clearly going through something that they need to experience, and I'm going to let them experience it without my judgment.
Yes. The heart of all people is good.
It is.
And you can always find something good in any person and just maybe take up knitting or something to take up those thoughts.
I couldn't agree with that more. You know what? You put that anger into your quilt.
You could make the person that you had negative thoughts against a really nice scarf.
Make them an anger scarf and just be like, this is for you.
Yeah.
I'm like, what did I do around your neck? With love.
Bye. With love.
Oh, that's all.
Yeah, that's it. That's how you handle negative thoughts of people.
So I think that we really served your question well. Do you have another? And thank you for that. But it's always going to be, you're never ever, the second you think that you have figured it out and you've gotten all the negativity out of your life, there comes another lesson, because that's how we learn lessons, is in the form of people. So it's all about loving every single human being that comes in, even like figuring out how to let them go.
Yeah.
Release them from your thoughts.
Be nice.
Be nice or pay the price.
Or a knitted scarf is coming to your mailbox.
Now I can never give someone a scarf because they're going to think it's
like
a hate scarf.
Oh, you don't like us.
Yeah. I'm like, no, really. Your neck looked cold in your photos.
What was that cool knitting thing you did with those blankets last year? You Instagrammed them?
Yeah, I totally still know how to do them. Okay, so I learned on YouTube from this, I think it's Peony and Thyme, if you guys want to look up the YouTube video. And just did, they're called, crap, what are they called? Like giant knitted blankets or something like that. And that was amazing. That was
so cool.
It was the best way to get my brain to do something else besides feel stress.
A giant yarn blanket?
Giant yarn blanket, yes.
Cool. They're really cute too.
Oh, so cute. So check it out.
Yeah.
That's something.
Here's a really random question from @Carolyn926. How often do you drink alcohol, wine, and beer? I think this is such an interesting question because I love knowing what people do.
I do too. For me, it varies. What phase I'm in? Am I vacationing? Mm-hmm. Is it summer? Am I with my family?
Yeah.
Because those are three very varying questions. Am I trying to pull something out of my mind into reality? Because I'm probably drinking less at that time. Because yes. I do notice that if I'm drinking consistently more often, that I feel a little less sharp. But for the most part, I really love alcohol and I love to celebrate and I love to have cocktails with my husband on the weekends. So mm-hmm. it depends. Like right now in this very moment, I'm taking like a 3 week or 4 week, depending on how long I go, drinking breaks. So sometimes I'll take breaks just to take a break.
A little reset.
A little reset. But I honestly, Chris has had drinks the last couple nights because we've been speaking and stuff. So we've gone out and just kind of like celebrated or had meals.
Yeah.
And I have had sips of everything he's had. So I never like, if I want a sip, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm on a 3 or 4 week, whatever.
Yeah.
But it kind of makes me feel like I'm drinking if I have a couple sips of his wine here and there, like a few nights a week.
Right.
But for the most part, I probably have, I don't know, 2 or 3 cocktails a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Very similar. I do notice, just like you said, I won't feel as good if it's like a steady, you know, when people are visiting you and you go to dinner for 3 nights in a row.
3 nights.
And then the next day you're like, I don't like this feeling.
Yep. Even 2 is good with me. And then I get on the 3rd or 4th if I'm vacationing.
Yes.
You know, but there's a time and a place for that because even last year I was in Europe for almost a month and I drank every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Because Europeans... They drink every single day. Now, it wasn't a lot every single day. It was like 1 or 2 glasses of something. And it was amazing. And I loved it. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I didn't even notice. I didn't feel different at all.
It's just different.
Like I didn't even really get buzzed ever because it was just the alcohol's lower. And I guess the wine is like way more natural and organic. So it just, I don't make it a thing anymore. And when it starts to feel like a thing to me, I take a break. Mm-hmm. So that's taken me years to get to though. And I know that that can be a really touchy subject for some people, but I got to be honest, I don't make anything bad in my life anymore. No food is bad, like nothing. I don't judge people for their food. I don't judge you if you're a vegan or if you're not a vegan, if you eat bacon, if you don't eat bacon, like whatever feels right to you is right. It's your truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm not going to get caught up in worrying about it, but I understand why people want to know. Because alcohol, if you are trying to either lose weight or, you know, be on a health journey or whatever that looks like, or like I said, if you're trying to really pull something forward into the universe, you need all cylinders. And if there's like, if you're going to win, I'm trying to think of what the races are that are in, like, what's the huge races? This would have been
a NASCAR race.
Yeah. If you're like going to NASCAR. Right? NASCAR. Yeah. Wait, I'm trying to do it in the...
NASCAR.
If you're going to NASCAR.
Yeah.
You are not going to put the fuel in. Like, you're just not... Like, there's amazing gasoline out there for vehicles, right? Like, it doesn't matter. You're going to be able to go really fast. But if you need to win a race and you are not used to winning races, you're not going to put an unleaded in. You're actually going to get racing fuel. And it's called that. And I only know that because my husband loves cars and he puts racing fuel in his cars and it's crazy.
Wow.
And it's $9 a gallon.
Holy smokes.
Mm-hmm. So it is like the best fuel that you can possibly get. So you're probably not going to be like, I'm going to drink every night and expect a... You know, you're not going to get your best novel out into the world. Although some people really do. Some people get
Like Ernest Hemingway.
So this is
he was drunk the whole time.
Exactly. So this is really making me question because I got to be honest, there's a lot of people who are on a lot of stuff and they get some of the most beautiful art out into the world and it is beautiful and twisted and tormented and some of the most amazing things. So I guess what I'm saying is contrast, you guys.
Yeah.
Decide where you want to stand and I just don't judge anything because there is no good or bad. And when you find that place, which if that rubs you the wrong way, then, you know, you probably shouldn't listen. But but it's freed me up to then create anything and everything in the world and bring my purpose forward and decide what's good or bad to me.
Yeah.
And let it be that. What do you think?
I think that if I know if alcohol starts to make me feel funny or I feel bad about something or I misbehave, then it's probably time to not drink it.
That's a really fine line because sometimes I'm like, misbehave, what does that mean?
Yeah.
You know?
It's one thing to just get rowdy with your friends. But
right.
If you're being a big...
Yeah. Poop, if you decided to take your... Well, that's, I mean, some people might love that. I'm just not going to go there.
You do you.
Yeah. I'm like, if you need to run naked through different parts of town,
yeah,
that is your thing.
That's your thing.
But just be careful what parts of town you go through.
Right.
You know?
And if you feel like you need help, then you should absolutely talk to someone.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Like right away, because I think asking for help is the most important thing. And there are definitely times I think in my life, whether it was that or food or whatever, where I'm just like, I need to talk to someone or have help getting out of this rut that I'm in, like a routine, because absolutely in my 20s, early 20s, I was drinking all of the time. Mm-hmm. And I can trace it back to using it as such a crutch of not getting my purpose out into the world.
Yeah.
And I would just go numb out. And I would just go drink with a bunch of people who just made me feel like drinking every single night was the norm. And that's what we did. And nobody else was getting their purpose out. And we were all miserable and we did it together.
And then you broke free.
And then I broke free. And it took a lot of changing that pace in that game. So, all right, sister, I really need to know like some serious wisdom that you've extracted from this week.
Because
I know there is some. I literally know.
I know. I'm trying to think
that you've probably had a moment where you were just like, this is what I'm going to make of this.
Yeah. Two things, maybe why not? Why not me?
Yes.
And what was my back tattoo going to say?
Oh, get on with it.
Get on with it.
I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Cause now I'm literally going to picture a lower back tattoo that just says, get on with it. And here's where this is going to be really vital for you to make sure that you're always wearing low rise yoga pants and a crop top.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's already my wardrobe.
I do know that. And you know, what's going to be really important is when Josh Duhamel sees it, like, what's he going to make of it?
He hasn't been back. I haven't seen him in that studio in so long.
What's
going
on?
I'm beginning to think he moved or something.
Maybe he's doing a movie right now.
Probably is.
Maybe he's looking for, do you ever go down the rabbit hole when you were like, maybe like yesterday, I don't know. When I was trying to think of an age like before this, but let's be real. These fantasies never go away.
No.
And you're like, okay, well, because I used to want to be a superhero, still do, still would love if someone discovered me and they were like, oh my God, wow, you're extraordinarily fit. Yeah. Would you like to play Wonder Woman? And that's like something that I think about sometimes when I'm at my gym. I'm like, maybe they're looking for a lead of a new action figure.
Yeah.
Person, woman.
I love it.
In their late 30s. And they really like come up and they're like, hey, I really think that you're disciplined and
you're
determined
the one.
And you could make a new action hero. This is a thought that's gone through my head that's embarrassing to say out loud. Do you have one? Share
awesome.
Now, save me.
Yeah. I'm trying to think what my thought is. Maybe that, I don't know.
Oh, come on.
I don't know.
Come on.
I wish that sometimes I could magically play an instrument really well.
That's not embarrassing at all. But be like, I wish that I could make a really good egg scramble for my mom.
What do I
we
wish
all
that's
do.
Weird?
Yeah.
What do I wish that's
like
weird?
A secret fantasy that you wish maybe someone discovered you or plucked you off the street and said, oh my God, you're great at this. Or maybe listen to this podcast and said, you should have a show like on television because you're so funny. You should be a comedian. Oh my God, you're gorgeous. You'd be so great being this mint julep model.
A mint julep model?
Yeah. Anything?
I mean, I don't really
maybe
know.
Maybe you don't drink big enough.
Maybe I don't.
I'm going to give you an assignment.
Okay.
Drink we should bigger. Start giving each other assignments at the end of the week.
And then talk about them the next week.
Okay. Your assignment this week is to make up a fantasy in your mind of what is something that if anything could possibly happen, like out of the blue, like something so cool, like someone could come and be like, here's the deal. I saw this thing that you want to do, or I heard this thing and I think you should start this, or I think this would be a great thing for you.
Okay. I'm going to think of it.
Yeah. Or like this new thing that you want to start, like something crazy happening with it. What would that fantasy be?
I think everyone listening should do that too. That's
I
a
do
good
too.
Journal prop. Prompt,
oh,
excuse me.
So fun. Like dream it out. Play
it
big. I did this all the time when I would think
write
of
it down.
What I wanted to do like in the fitness world. And I would just like picture how big could it go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
how big
journal,
can it go? How big can it grow? How big can it grow? How big can it grow?
And when you journal about it and post it on your Instagram, they should put the eggplant emoji because that's where other stuff has been.
It's all about how big can it go? How big can it grow?
How big can the eggplant grow?
I mean, you can be Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah.
You let that baby grow. All right. Don't judge it. Don't downsize what the universe wants to give you.
Yes.
Wink, wink.
Let that eggplant grow into a beautiful eggplant.
Into a beautifully large eggplant. All right, guys. So hopefully you have gotten smarter from this. That's what I always hope. That's our biggest hope and dream.
Yes.
That's actually one of our wildest fantasies is that you will have gotten smarter and felt better. Mm-hmm. Actually, for real. I hope that it felt like a bit of like a little happy pill for you.
Yeah. Just a little happy coffee hour.
Yeah. Just pop that little blue happy pill.
Yeah.
Be happy for 4 hours straight and you can't be not happy. Okay. All right. Bye, everyone. We love you. We adore you. That's weird. Okay.
Okay. But
signing off. Signing off. We'll see you next week.
Toodles.
Toodles. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.